Thank you, oh esteemed executive director. Well, hello everyone. It's so good to be here in person and see all of you, and no masks, right? It's great. We just can just breathe freely today. There are lots of good things to report this year. It's begun to feel like we're really getting back to normal in a number of ways. After a period of being forced to be somewhat restricted. Of course, Christian Science Nursing itself can never be put on hold, no matter what the human situation around us. We know that since it has its place in the manual of the Mother Church, it's safe. It's part of the structure of our church. So let's just remind ourselves for a minute of what Mary Baker Eddy wrote in the church manual about Christian Science Nursing. It's Article 8, Section 31, titled Christian Science Nurse. And it says, a member of the Mother Church who represents himself or herself as a Christian Science Nurse shall be one who has a demonstrable knowledge of Christian Science practice, who thoroughly understands the practical wisdom necessary in the sick room, and who can take proper care of the sick. This bylaw was put into place in 1908, and I think it's quite interesting to realize that as early as 1899, we read in the Christian Science periodicals about individuals assisting other Christian scientists with practical needs and identifying themselves as Christian Science nurses. Mrs. Eddy, of course, would have been aware of this, and putting this bylaw in the manual was in part her way of establishing a standard. There were people who had been previously trained as medical nurses, as well as people who had no training at all. The concept of Christian Science nurse needed definition to protect it. She wanted to be sure it was solidly linked to the theology of Christian Science. No mixing, no going back and forth between material means and divine science. At the same time, she gave Christian Science nursing legitimacy within our theology. Having help from a Christian Science nurse is not a sign of failure. Rather, it's proper care for one who temporarily is not able to take care of all their own needs. But back to 2022. We're gradually rebuilding our Christian Science nursing staff after having had about 10 retirements in the last few years. While it's hard to replace someone who's had 20 years of experience, we have been so grateful to be able to bring in new students to our Christian Science nurses training program. And it's wonderful to see the maturing of these Christian Science nurses day by day and year by year. They are really picking up the mantle and helping us move forward. I don't know how many of our Christian Science nursing staff members are here. I think many of them are on duty right now. But if any of you are here, would you please stand up so we can acknowledge you? Yeah. Okay. Ian and Emmanuel, thank you. And Mike and Jan from the Activities Department, you stand up too, please. Thank you. All right, good. We have a wonderful, diverse group of Christian Science nurses hailing from across the U.S. and around the globe. Our occupancy, and therefore utilization of our services, is up. This, of course, is a direct result of having more Christian Science nurses. We have individuals as guests or patients whose needs range from needing only light care with their daily activities to those who may need more extensive help with eating, help with a bandaging situation, or who might need to be cared for in bed for a time. When someone has things they would normally be doing for themselves that they're struggling with or just not able to take care of, those are the kind of things Christian Science nurses help out with: bathing, dressing, nourishment, mobility, as well as assistance with reading or listening to the Christian Science Bible lesson and other Christian Science material and keeping in contact with their Christian Science practitioner. And for those who can take care of all their own personal needs, we continue to provide rest and study for spiritual renewal. When someone needs a bit of a time out to spend a few days or longer devoting thought to seeing God's allness and goodness. And just like every year for the past 75 years, we have seen abundant evidence of God's love and blessing for his, her children at Wide Horizon. We've witnessed healings of all types of challenges, as well as in the constancy of lives lived in accord with the teachings of Christian Science. Several people came to Wide Horizon this year after a belief of a fall. Our job is to wrap them up in God's perfect love and gently care for them while truth does its work. Mrs. Eddy says that Christian Science is always the most skillful surgeon because Christian Science, the comforter, goes beyond repairing the human body to bringing the comfort of truth to the spirit. We all need to be able to get back up on the horse fearlessly after having a challenge. And in fact, I think of all of those people would tell you that they felt stronger and were in better shape after the experience than they had been before. But that's what it means to have a Christian Science healing, isn't it? One individual came to us with a belief of stiffness and immobility that kept her from sitting comfortably or bending over. She was barely able to walk. For a number of weeks, she spent most of her time on the bed, but she wasn't lying there doing nothing or feeling sorry for herself. She was listening to the Bible lesson, to articles from the Christian Science periodicals, Christian Science lectures, working with her Christian Science practitioner. Little by little, the dominion she had never lost became more apparent. There were still hurdles to work through before she felt like she could return home. One of them was that she'd become such a dear part of our little family at Wide Horizon that it seemed hard to return to her home, where she lived alone. But that was just one more part of her dominion that God was showing her. At the right time, the transition to her own home was made harmoniously. Another way we're opening up is having volunteers to return to Wide Horizon as readers for our Thursday afternoon testimony meetings. Other activities volunteers might participate in include a musical or a travel presentation, or by playing games with some of the guests who especially appreciate that. We currently have a need to add one or more people to our activities staff. We're looking for Christian Scientists who can lead our activities program on a Friday or a Saturday from one or two days a week to just even one day a month. This role comes with plenty of side-by-side training, and it can be paid or unpaid. This past year, we were able to present workshops on Christian Science nursing at three different Colorado branch churches in person, and for one group via Zoom. We talked about some of the foundational concepts of Christian Science nursing, as well as sharing and demonstrating basic skills that might be helpful to ushers, care committee members, or anyone who needs to take care of a friend or a relative. If you should have a situation where you need to have a better sense of practical wisdom in helping another Christian Scientist, you can give us a call. Often we can give suggestions over the phone that can get you started moving in the right direction. And while we don't have a dedicated visiting Christian Science nurse service, if there's a need, we may be able to send a Christian Science nurse to your home to assist you. In closing, we want to thank all the people who support our ministry and our work: Christian Science practitioners, volunteers, donors, and each of you that takes an active interest in Christian Science nursing. And now we get to have a little break. We're going to break for about between 10 and 15 minutes before our esteemed speaker comes. And during that time, as you stretch your legs, you may want to check out the videos that are going to be in the back. And if you're on Zoom, that's all you're going to get is videos. So we'll see you soon.